So, speaking with Olivia Hong.
Yeah.
Olivia Hong. And we're at the Block 11 Cafe. And Olivia has created a documentary in celebration of the Grolier Poetry Bookshop, which is a famed bookshop in Harvard Square, a lot of history and things like that. Well, this is a Somerville newspaper, and so I'd like to ask you, first off, how has Somerville been for you as an artist?
Since I moved to Boston, my second place, I stayed in a friend's place a couple of months, then I moved to Somerville. So I live in Somerville nearly like 4.5 years.
So how is it?
I think it was really creative. They have an open studio and all kind of art activities. And before I went to the Somerville open studio. Yeah, they have a lot of art activities. So while I sometimes walk on the street, I see a lot of graffiti.
Graphic art on the street.
Yeah, on the street, on the floor. I also noticed that they create somehow a new work on the ground, on the street. On the street.
Oh, sidewalk painting?
Actually, they painting on the middle of like a small square and all like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's full of art and that inspires your filmmaking?
My first major is painting.
Oh.
Yeah, I do like that.
Painting. You like painting also?
Yeah.
You're a painter as well as a filmmaker?
Yeah. My first, I have a bachelor degree of fine art, so I do all your paintings, yeah.
And so where are you from originally?
China, southern of China.
The south of China?
Yeah.
To town?
Guangdong.
Can you spell it?
C-U-A-N. Guangdong.
Okay, and so what, you came here 4.5 years ago?
Yeah.
And you got your BA in China?
Yeah.
Okay, and here you're working, you finished your master's at Northeastern?
Yes.
In filmmaking, or?
Yeah, we call it like a digital media and in digital video production.
TV and radio production?
Video production.
Okay. And I was going to ask you, subject. Now, you've done a number of films, haven't you? And this isn't your only thing. This is, it seems that you have things going on.
For documentary, this is my first one.
Okay, this is your first documentary?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have sometimes a small one and a video for the dancing or singing or music concert, but like a completely. The documentary is the Grolier.
About dancer, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So your first documentary basically is about the Grolier Poetry Bookshop. And are you a poet yourself, or you're an admirer of poet?
No.
Not a poet. So what what brought you to the Grolier Poetry Bookshop of all the possible things that you've done? I mean, why did you choose the Grolier Poetry Bookshop?
Actually, I have Chinese friend, she is a writer.
You have a friend who is a writer?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone we know?
I don't think that you meet her. And she wrote an article, essay about a bookstore in Boston. And they list like a 10 favorite bookstore and they are... She lists on her essay, she lists 10 most favorite bookstore in Boston, but they are gradually disappear, closed.
Mm-hmm.
So my first idea is follow all the my friend's article to looking for those 10 bookstores in Boston.
And you chose the Grolier out of 10 bookstores.
Yeah, but
why?
After I followed the second one, I went to visit Grolier, and when I read the history, and I'm surprised that small bookstore and only sell the poetry and have been extinct so many years. And I think they must be have something different than others because they don't really follow the technology developed. They still continue to doing one thing, selling the poetry from the beginning and still until now.
So who did you approach there?
Israel.
Ifyani?
No, it's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Oh.
Yeah. When I just went to the Gloria, Elizabeth is in the store.
And so were they receptive to this whole idea?
In the beginning, I said I would like to film in the store. And Elizabeth said, this store have a quiet history. Maybe you can contact to the owner and then she gave me the name card of the Ifyani. But actually I didn't send email to Ifyani and I checked the schedule. They have a poll reading like maybe next 2 weeks. So I went to the poetry reading program.
Who was reading, do you remember?
I remember it's Timoth. It's the, but see, he doesn't want to show his video. I have a video of him, but I sent it to him, but he doesn't want to show it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's Timoth. It's Timoth. And then when I bring my camera to the reading, I talked to Elizabeth, I said, I would like to film the video, it's okay. And I was after filming, I will send this video to you. And if I have anything else, I will ask you first. I'm not going to keep the video.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, so for the documentary itself, I was going to say that you. You got a number of people who you interviewed. How did you choose these people? Who did you have? You had, I know you had me. You had Elizabeth, who's extensively interviewed the Ifyani and his wife. Then you had
Susan.
Susan.
Yeah.
Who's Susan?
Susan is the lady from New York.
Yeah, what's her last name again?
Susan Barber.
Spell that.
I was saying to you, I'm not sure I can
call
Susan Barber, B-A-B-A-R.
Okay, and who else did you have? You had the poet in the white suit, I forget, Ben Mazur?
Yeah, Ben Mazur, yeah.
And so how did you, who else did you have? You had...
Patrick, one is Patrick.
Oh, Patrick Sylvan?
Yeah.
And others?
And Gloria May. Mankiti,
of course.
No. The lady one, Gloria.
Oh, yes.
The G-Arrow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So did people tell you to interview these people? Did you seek them out, or?
Yeah, I have, the first thing is I filming Gloria with Karen's reading.
For and who's reading?
Gloria
Mindock's reading?
Yeah, and Karen, they are the second interview, their second poetry reading on the Gloria, I feel.
Okay, Gloria Mindock, and who was the other poet?
Karen. I forgot his last name, I was saying to you. Karen, yeah. And then after I sent the reading video to Gloria, she really liked it, and we still like a little bit in touch from the Facebook, from here to there. Then I asked her, I would like to interview her for my documentary.
Who's this?
Gloria.
The Gloria
Minky.
Okay, Minkiti?
No, no. The lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget.
I forget her. How to say.
I don't know why. I know her for years.
So yeah, I know that. You're a friend of it with her.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember. I forget the name now. I mean, you know, I'm not there all the time, but. So did you do a lot of research for this film?
Yeah, I do read the history and about Gloria and from the, yeah.
How did you go about that?
I know that they have a rich history from the fourth owner and the second owner.
Luisa Solano.
Yes, especially is Luisa Solano.
Did you speak to her?
No, because I tried to contact with Solano and Luisa, but they told me they and Luisa has a health condition, is not really talk to other people.
Okay.
So I didn't get the I would like to have a chance to meet her, but I didn't get any chance to meet her. So then I decided.
Yeah, I did a book. I think I gave you a book, the Gloria Poetry Bookshop, that I published years ago. It was a pamphlet, and I think I read from it in the film. There was some history of Luisa in an interview. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, I decided that because I think right now in this kind of. I want to more focus on the current situation of Gloria.
The what?
Karen, right now.
The current Gloria.
Yeah.
That's what you did in the film. So.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna do something that's gonna look back.
Yeah, if I have a chance or have time to get in touch with Luisa Solano, I may do another part of the history part of the Gloria. And I know there's a German guy who's writing documentary book of Gloria as well. And I think that they may come up maybe next year. And I also contact with the writer from the German about the writing documentary. And I would like to read their book and we'll see, can work with them for the second part. History of Gloria.
Now, who worked with you on this?
Right now, it's one of my classmates from Northeastern called Alice.
Alice?
Yeah, Alice Lin.
Spell that.
Lin, L-I-N. I will send you the phone.
She was the producer?
Right? Oh, no. I'm the producer.
Okay.
And she is called.
Technical assistant or technical?
She is more like a help, more like a co-director with me, and she do a little bit here or there, like that, yeah.
So, how long are you in the United States for?
5 years.
For another year?
5 years, yeah.
Oh, so another half a year.
Yeah, because before I moved to Boston, I lived in Florida for half a year. Yeah.
Okay, so. What are you going to do when you go back to China?
I think I will continue to do the documentary field, and I'm really interested on that right now. Yeah.
Now, so this film has been it's going to be screened at the Barcelona Festival.
I think that they may have. I'm not sure that because they don't have the event yet, so have to wait for the event. They will. How do they decide?
Oh, and how about the other one? The
there's another one is Los Angeles.
That's gonna screen there.
They
accepted it. You saw.
Yeah, they accept it's the semi-finals, but they still had a final finals. So and the event day is next year January. Yeah. So they just so I have to wait for until the final announce. So I'm not sure about that.
And you're entering. But it's pretty good to be a semi-finalist.
Yeah.
And you're entering the Boston Film Festival. You're trying to get in there.
Yeah, and I submit the film to the Boston Film Festival, yeah.
Okay, and there was one other one also.
They have another one called Red Corner Film Festival, and that festival is based in New York, and...
Spell that festival, R?
Red Corner, I think.
Red Corner?
Yeah.
And that's in New York?
Yeah, the base is in New York, yeah. And they reviewed my film earlier, and they sent me a very nice note. They said they really like this film.
And it's going to be, it's in the running there. Is it a finalist? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. And has this increased your understanding of poetry and all that?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know much about poetry. I like reading a book, and I read some of the Chinese poetry. And I know that some of the poetry, they have some kind of structure, they have used some kind of words really dedicate and have the meaning is really meaningful. And sometimes I feel like for poetry, you need to really have well education and good imagination and have time and patience to read them and understand their meaning.
So, I mean, this was very visual, of course. It's a documentary. There's some really, and intermingled with music and things like that. How did that come about? The music, the score for it, sort of?
I feel like the music, when you compose it, they have some kind of similarity to the poetry, I think. And so, like
the music that went throughout the film, how did you come about that?
The background music from the film. Oh, this one is I just choose it from I looking for it, search it from internet, and I think it's maybe just a sense of the music and the poetry they combine.
Is there a composer for it?
No,
it's just sort of common.
Yeah, it's a common music. I just have a feel like the sense they are close to what I would like to have it on the film.
So what's your aesthetic when you're doing a film? I mean, I don't know much about the filmmaking, but you want a certain look to it.
The film is like you want to tell somebody something. You see something, you want to tell it when some other people maybe you more likely you speak the voice to others.
It's a what?
You speak the voice for other people. Yeah. You speak to them.
You speak to them. And how do you do that with your film?
That's the film is why I'm telling that is like I introduce the little history and the program, the reading program they are running, and they are finance situation, and I have an interview with them, then I organize that.
You have all these talking heads, I know.
Yeah.
How did you try to get the best, must have done a lot of editing, how did you try to get the best out of each subject? You interviewed people in their homes, and you interviewed people in the store? Studio.
Yeah.
And how do you try to get the best out of your interview subjects?
We have like a draft, like we have a fourth part. We divide that four part, like history, reading, and finance, and the whole of the future of them. So we listen about the interview speaking over and over, can decide to what is the best things they can present this part of the in the field.
So you had a screening at SCAT, Somerville's Community Access TV, right? It's been filmed there. Then the Cod College, it's still being filmed there. It'll be it's going to be on the TV show. I'll tell you when. I sent it around to faculty and things like that. Where else? Have you tried anywhere else?
I also signed an agreement with Cambridge TV.
Yeah, is it going to be there?
Yeah, they're going to do that on the next year, April.
And are you going to have anything on?
And also try to, I apply for the Cambridge Art Council, so for the grant, we're showing that the screaming on our Brattle TV, but I won't get the notification until.
But you'll all be in China when this happens.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, I thought you said you're only here for a few months.
No, no.
Oh, I thought you said you've been here 4.5 years, so how much longer will you stay? I asked you earlier.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I didn't get this problem. I misunderstand yeah. that. I mean, so I was still here for a while. Oh. Maybe like a 1 or 2 year, three, I'm not sure. It depends on the situations.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and, I thought you asked me like how long totally I was here.
So I sat in Cambridge Council and I think we've got it. I think we've got it. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me here at the Block 11 Cafe.
Thank you.